The Stop and Think News podcast begins now.
Hello, everybody. Joe from Stop and Think News. If you notice, I've been a little, lethargic on my past shows. I didn't know what was going on. It was the buildup to an ear infection. I think I might have one in both ears, but definitely in my left ear, it was worse. So what I did last night was I took a little olive oil and I had some, oregano oil, which you can't just put directly in your ear canal because it's kind of spicy. So you mix about, I put 8 drops in this little container here. For those of you listening, if you take your thumb and pointer finger and you just make a C, it kind of fills those. I put 8 drops instead of the recommended 5 because that's a little more than probably what other, what you would mix other into, probably people making it on the go. But I'll tell you what, I put the weak version with just the 5 drops in earlier in the day. And it helped a little, and I'm like, man, I'm going to put a couple more, maybe 3 drops in. I put a couple more, maybe 3 drops in. No, it was 3 drops, not maybe. And I'll tell you what, by the time I went to bed last night, I had pain down, like, heading down. It felt like my jugular up in my jaw from it and everything. That was pretty much gone. It was a little tender to the touch still. Woke up today. It's great. I'm going to keep applying it. So if you ever have an ear infection and you don't feel like going to the if you're like me and you kind of avoid hospitals and urgent cares and whatever the best you can for obvious reasons, definitely give that a try if you ever get an ear infection. Just make sure you're not putting straight oregano oil into your ear. That will hurt. That stuff burns. Like, it burns your mouth. It's like spicy. So make sure you mix it with some olive oil like I did, or coconut oil, whatever you prefer. And man, did that work. I'm so glad that I looked up different ways to fix, an earache. I've tried other ways. I couldn't remember what they were. And I'm like, man, what did I do before? And they worked all right, but not like this. This was great. So there's my boring olive oil story for you. I do have a pretty probably decent show for you, depending on what you consider to be a decent show. What I will show you here, let me get it loaded up. It's going to cover me a little bit, but I wanted to show you this. Look at the, trending. Oh, it's changed since. So let's see if that fixes. Something new must have happened. What I wanted to show you was a little bit, probably 20 minutes before now. These trending topics on Twitter, Elon, our hero, quote unquote, the top one was Trump is not fit for office, #. And it only had 3-point-something K posts or whatever. And there were other ones that had higher amounts that were lower in this. So the first one you saw is Trump is not fit for president. That doesn't happen by accident. We know it. I'm guessing teleprompter. Oh, yeah, the teleprompter thing. Joe Biden today, he was giving a speech, and yet again, he read the word pause from his speech that somebody wrote for him. But anyway, I see it's gone. I see the Trump one's gone. Maybe they took it down. I don't know. We'll just go with they took it down. Next today, I'm sure you've heard by now, the whole Gaza/Israel protest thing has gotten out of hand across the nation. A coordinated pro-Palestine protesters, of course, who act violent and obnoxious and stuff because they're paid to do so by, I believe, Israeli interests within our borders. I know that sounds crazy to some of you, but if you can make the other side look bad in your country, the story is anti-Semitism is growing because people realize that Israel is just as bad as Palestine, and you're not supposed to acknowledge things like that when it comes to Israel. You're not allowed to state the truth or notice things or do anything like that So I feel like this is probably AIPAC or somebody, whatever it's called. I think it's called AIPAC, the lobbyists for Israel, which why do we even have that in this country? Why do we have lobbyists for Israel or hell, any other country? Anyway, so here's some videos I found. This one is from Harvard. That's not gunshots, that's drums. These are liberals, and I can clearly see for those of you listening on the radio or on the podcast apps, there's a giant Walmart bag. They went to Walmart, some of them, and I was pretty sure, at least I thought I was sure, that these people hated places, corporations like Walmart, but Walmart does put a gay pride flag up every, once a year, once a month. So therefore they're the good guys now. So we've got a woman here, wearing a mask, obviously, because a couple, I think, actually, that I saw wearing masks because it's 2024 and now we have the bird flu. It's still COVID. So yeah, let's continue playing. They're all erecting tents also, and when they were all erected, all the tents looked exactly the same, as though they were handed these tents by somebody. Yeah. So then we have Texas, pro Hamas, they call it, because if you just simply say pro Gaza or pro Palestine, it's not as shocking. You have to be pro Hamas if you're anti-Israel. That's the mental gymnastics played here. People fall into that trap every day. Listen to some of the screams as Texas police deal with pro Hamas, blah, 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 extremists. Don't think I've ever heard a human make such noises. So here we go. The poor babies are, for those of you who can't see, let me pause this. For those of you who can't see, there's a strong police presence in Texas. They're not having it. I'll show some more. And of course, the liberals, they're upset that the cops are doing their job. And there you have it. We've got all these protests breaking out everywhere. Here's another one from Ryan Chandler. We've got a whole line of police officers marching to the campus towards this large crowd of paid agitators. This is DPS, appears to be, I don't, it doesn't really say where this is. I do believe it's Texas, though. So it just all of a sudden, and this is the same one. This is, yeah, Austin, Texas. This is the same video. This is from, this one though is from Raw News Alerts. It's been cropped. It's the same one. And then we have happening now, mass chaos breaks out at college campuses across the United States. It's there. Somebody actually called it what it is. Pro-Palestine protests intensify. Columbia, Harvard, USC, University of Texas in Austin. Sorry, guys. At Austin and others are getting swarmed by protesters. Police at USC are taking out their batons and as the protesters are turning violent. Texas State troopers have been deployed and reportedly made dozens of arrests at the University of Austin. Harvard Yard has also been taken over by pro-Palestine protesters who are setting up camp. Those are the ones I told you all had matching tents. Conveniently enough, I guess they all went to Walmart or wherever and just all bought out Walmart from those tents. There's definitely nothing coordinated or anybody paying them to do these across the United States. This is all organic. Just believe the news. I'm not really sure where this is from. I would like to say Texas, or maybe it's a collage of all of the USC. Okay, so this is USC. Yeah, it's a collage of different police handling different things. This has been going on pretty much all day. After they rolled out of bed, they got their marching orders and they went down to these campuses. And this totally organic movement to get people to hate them. Why you'd want people to hate you, I have no idea. Unless you're the opposition to this ideal, then I could understand why you'd want people to hate you or hate them. Turn things back to your favor, and that's what's going to happen. I do believe the weak-minded will see this behavior that has been completely normal, like not normalized, but it just happened naturally, right? Quote, using air quotes. And they'll see these people and all the police presence needed, and all of a sudden Israel's the good guy again. So, not that Palestine is the good guy either. They're both idiots, but we're only allowed to say that about one side, and that's the tides are shifting here in this country, given what the news says, and we got to put an end to that. So, you're just seeing collages. For those of you listening, sounds like a normal protest. This is the same one I played earlier where they just set up their tents, and it's just across the United States today. And here, for those of you who can't see before I press play, we have a man dressed as a cartoon woman with a ridiculously sized orange wig, like kabuki makeup, basically, white pale face makeup with bright red lipstick and gaudy blue grandma eyeshadow, and this ridiculous, almost like Mrs. Claus dress with a boa made of cheap plastic, because nothing says you love liberalism and saving the environment like than buying a cheap plastic boa. But anyway, they're reading a book. They are reading a book. And behind them says Valley Families for Palestine. And let me just, it's 23 seconds, we'll play it.
Today what we're going to do is we're going to shout, Free Palestine. Can I hear that?
These are little kids screaming this with their liberal parents, many of whom seem to, I think I see mass strings on this one. Lack of oxygen to the brain. And of course, they did this for Palestine because, you know, nothing's going to push people towards Israel than this controversial subject of a weirdo reading to little kids with their parents present, mind you, screaming Free Palestine. So that's what, and you could say, Joe, these are the types of people that support Palestine. No, not true. I know lots of people on the right who can see the truth about Israel versus Palestine and Palestine versus Israel. We don't really care about either side per se, but we do know who the aggressor has been despite the narrative. It might hurt your feelings to hear that, but we do. And doing things like this gets Israel, and who of course is always behind these drag queen things. I'm not gonna get into that on this show.
If you're a drag queen and you know it, and you really want to show it, you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
Excellent. Today what we're
gonna, and that is That is that. The last stop on Twitter here is Judy Kelly. Apparently the judge in the Jack Smith case is just decided to start letting everybody see things. This post from 8 hours ago from Judy Kelly, if you want to find her, it's at, I'm sorry, I'm calling her Judy, it's Julie, at Julie_Kelly2. Brat Jack Smith referred the matter to DOJ's Office of Professional Responsibility, LOL, I'm sure diligent investigation is underway. Date here must be incorrect, June 2023, not 2022. That's just one of the things that were released, and let me click on that. It reads, on June 7th, 2022, but apparently that's 2023, at Brat's request, the special counsel's office reached out to OPR so that he could make a self-referral of this issue for OPR's review. Such self-referrals are made routinely when allegations are made against the Department of Justice prosecutors in order to ensure the integrity of our work. The self-referral is in no way an indication that Brat or the special counsel's office believe that he did anything inappropriate. So the next post is, this is how the DOJ described the August 24th, 2022 meeting with Woodward about 2 weeks after the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. Nauta is one of Trump's closest personal aides. So this says, and highlights, Brat also informed Woodward that the government was interested in obtaining Nauta's potential cooperation and resolving this situation. So this is all stuff that I guess the judge is just disclosing. And then we have from before this, before these other ones, this is actually from 9 hours ago. I don't know why Twitter does that. I guess because this one's more popular or something. Yeah, we're keeping up. I'm making sure I'm not missing anything for y'all. This says Judge Cannon is on an unsealing binge, and Judge Cannon's who's overseeing this trial. Unsealed records detail allegations that Jay Brat, Jack Smith's lead prosecutor in classified docs case, threatened Stanley Woodward, attorney for Walt Nauta, with sinking a judicial nomination if he didn't get his client to flip on Trump. So it says here in highlighted text, upon Mr. Woodward's arrival at Main Justice, he was led to a conference room where Mr. Brat awaited with what appeared to be a folder containing information about Mr. Woodward. Mr. Brat thereupon told Mr. Woodward he didn't consider him to be a Trump lawyer, and he further said that he was aware that Mr. Woodward had been recommended to President Biden for an appointment to the Superior Court of the District of Columbia. Mr. Brat followed up with words to the effect of, I wouldn't want you to do anything to mess that up. So coercion. Then we have, here it is. More examples here. Not only was Stanley Woodward injured, he was representing one of the Oath Keepers at the time as the trial was getting underway. And what will you come up with next week? So let's read this because that's just one thing. OSC prosecutor Brett Reynolds balked at delaying the grand jury appearances of several witnesses represented by attorney Stanley Woodward after Mr. Woodward suffered a compound fracture in a motor vehicle accident days prior to the witness's scheduled appearance. Rather than accommodate Mr. Woodward's request for a brief extension of time, Mr. Reynolds callously asked, what will you come up with next? As this court is aware, Mr. Woodward has had to seek relief from the court with scheduling witness appearances. So basically bullying at that point. More allegations of prosecutorial grand jury abuse related to DOJ investigations of classified documents. When I call DC Federal Courthouse the legal judicial circle of hell, this is the only reason why. This is only one reason why, and it's why DOJ Jack Smith conducted all the FLA case proceedings in DC. Then switch to the FLA proper jurisdiction right before the indictment. Rogue isn't even the right word for it. And then we have highlighted, for example, during the grand jury testimony of Tim Palator. One of President Trump's attorneys, an OSC prosecutor, repeatedly attempted to force Mr. Palatore, that's I think what it's how you pronounce it, into disclosing information protected from disclosure by attorney-client privilege. So they basically forced this guy to, you know, break rules that he would not normally break. So that's some interesting stuff that has come out. And again, that's Julie, at Julie, J-U-L-I-E, underscore Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, 2, on Twitter, if you want to check those out for yourself. Just a little bit of interesting information out there. Now, you've been hearing about bird flu. The FDA has come out and said pasteurized milk includes remnants of H5N1 bird flu. We have seen nothing that would change our assessment that the commercial milk supply is safe, FDA says. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says that samples of pasteurized milk have been tested positive for remnants of the bird flu virus that has infected dairy cows. So basically, if you drink commercial milk, you're inoculating yourself to the bird flu. But they're going to want to give you a vaccine, I promise you. And it won't probably have the bird flu in it, just like the COVID vaccine, because those vaccines are no longer about you getting better or protecting yourself. I don't think the majority of them ever were. The agency stressed that the material is inactivated and that the findings do not represent actual virus that may be a risk to consumers. So that's what they many times put into vaccines, supposedly, is inactive viruses, sometimes active, depending on the virus. They also added that they're continuing to study the issue. To date, we have seen nothing that would change our assessment that commercial milk supply is safe. So there you have it. We're still doing the bird flu scare tactics, but the FDA doesn't want the milk companies to be affected by this. We got to sell milk, you know, especially now that it's super expensive. So totally safe. And actually maybe serving as a vaccine if you believe in the old definition of vaccine. Back to Twitter. I have to share this because liberals' heads exploded. This is Roseanne Barr and her son. You know, if you listen to her do anything on Twitter, Twitter spaces or anything, she actually has her son helping her with the broadcast and things like that. So right now they're at that Bergdorf, store where dipshit, the crazy lady that paints trees, claimed she was assaulted sexually from Trump and then went on to say that a lot of people think rape is sexy. So here we go. Let me play this for you.
What happened, Mom? We're at Bergdorf. Are you okay? You look very sick.
No, I'm not okay because I just had a horrible flashback, a horrible memory. Right now, I realize that 26 years ago, Joe Biden raped me right here in that dressing room in the shoe department where I went in to change my shoes.
Oh my God.
He raped me in here. Joe Biden. He raped me right here in the shoe department at Bergdorf Goodman.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not. I need to sue. I need to sue.
So go on Twitter, if you have it, X, whatever you want to call it, and do a hashtag, I stand with Roseanne, and really get some people triggered. I did that today. Believe all women, right? I know she's joking. You know she's joking, but why not play Clown World Games? That woman lied. She used a storyline. I keep saying it, and I keep forgetting to get it loaded up for y'all, I swear. But she used a line from Special Victims, Law and Order. I think it was Special Victims Unit. She used the storyline from there and has run with it and has been accepted. So now Roseanne should be taken seriously as well. At least she knew it was exactly 20 years ago. I'm sure if we were to ask her if it was fall or spring, she would be confused, just like, what's her name? She probably would have said she was wearing something that didn't even exist at the time, like the other lady, things like that. You know, simple things. You tend to remember details. And then other people are like, no, no, she's a victim, so her brain forgets things. It's like, yeah, make up your mind. Any other time you hear that they remember details, specific details, because it's a traumatic event, and then the other time, you know, just depending on who you're talking to, it's, oh, no, no, they forget things because it's so traumatic. Like, whatever. So, next, I just wanted to play this. This is from Doug in Exile over there on YouTube. It's titled, Lena Haba Goes Off on Letitia James in a Brutal Takedown. Now, this is from one day ago, and this is after the massive Trump win. It's just got a little bit of good information in there, and it's a good video. So, I figured I'd play this for y'all and let you hear it. Here we go.
Alina Haba smashes Letitia James in a public takedown because Letitia James just suffered a massive loss against Trump. Welcome to Doug in Exile. This is where the happy patriots are. Now we have reason to be even happier because Letitia James was trying to deny Trump's bond and she just lost in court. Here's Alina Haba.
He should not have two teams of lawyers here today. He should not even be here today because he did nothing wrong. It is the epitome of a witch hunt. I just left where a judge asked us whether our cash bond, sitting in. Ms. James wanted to argue and say that our cash somehow isn't green enough.
Yeah, Trump's cash is magic cash. It's not good enough for Letitia James. But she just had this setback. We'll get to more of Alina Haba. Let me show you this article first. Here's ABC News. Trump avoids challenge to $175 million bond in civil fraud case. New York AG Letitia James had argued that the bond should be rejected, but once again, she was playing politics and she got reversed in Trump's favor.
We wasted time. The judge made a comment saying he thought that money market accounts could go down under the amount. He doesn't even understand basic principles of finance. But this was the man that decided that we owed money and my client committed fraud.
Yeah, these judges are crooked. So they didn't reverse that decision. They reversed the one about the arguing for the bond because that was political. Here's back to ABC News. With all eyes on Trump's criminal trial, attorneys for the former president on Monday quietly resolved a dispute. Quietly. I love how Alina Haba is not quiet on this. Quietly resolved a dispute over the structure of a bond he secured as part of the massive judgment levied against him in the New York Attorney General's civil lawsuit. Here's Alina Haba, not going quietly.
We are going to attack every single one. 1 hour, the attorney general and that judge realized quickly that they had no idea what they were talking about. We came to an agreement that everything would be the same. We would modify terms, and that was it. This is where your taxpayer dollars are going, America. Right here. Witch hunt after witch hunt.
Well, that's where New York taxpayer dollars are coming. Some of them are from the federal, but mostly from New York, so I'm glad I'm not paying into that. Back to the article, quote, where is everyone, unquote, Judge Arthur Engoron quipped before hearing arguments on Monday. The only reference made to the criminal proceedings underway one block north at 100 Center Street because Trump's involved in another case. Judge Engoron goes, hey, where is everyone? Yeah, keep cracking jokes, buddy. Hopefully you'll be in jail right after Trump gets into office.
So let that sink in, this judge joke, where is everyone, knowing full well that, you know, the media, Trump and everybody else is stuck in another BS trial across town. I think it's in New York, but either way, he knew exactly where he was. He thinks he's a funny guy. This is a judge, sitting bench judge, who intentionally ruled against Trump, said that he was going to rule against Trump before the trial even started, and did so. So let that sink into you. What he thinks it's hilarious. This is not an impartial judge like a judge should be. This should not be allowed. If this was a completely conservative judge versus Joe Biden, remember how the left got triggered that this shill idiot who did the Biden documents case said, yeah, he's a little confused. Well-meaning, confused, but opted out of charging him? Remember how they got so triggered because he said that, but he didn't get charged? Remember the fake outrage? Meanwhile, he was a mean old conservative who did that, but yet Biden isn't charged. Biden's still on the campaign trail drawing tens of people at a time, if that, right? He's at least free to go out and talk to nobody except for cameras, press cameras. So Trump, he's tied up with all this stuff, and he's dealing with judges like this. You tell me that this is a democracy It's not a, well, technically it is a democracy. This is a banana republic, aka a democracy. We're supposed to be a constitutional republic, but they've drilled democracy into the general public's head so much. We accept stuff like this because this is expected in a democracy. Let's be honest. That's why we spread democracy to other countries, right? We don't spread constitutional republics to other countries where they have a constitution. Because in a democracy, even if they write a constitution, it might as well just be printed on toilet paper at that point. So here we are.
The New York Attorney General Letitia James had challenged the validity of a $175 million bond posted by the former president's business. If Judge Arthur Engoron had ruled in James's favor, Trump could once again have been at risk of having some of his most cherished assets seized by the state. So these Democrats, they pushed it as far as they can, and now they got rebutted because they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to finances or the law.
President Trump's company was worth more in that case than it is now. And now what? We're here because of something that happened when he was in the White House that wasn't even wrong. It was not wrong. You hire lawyers to solve problems, lawyers solve those problems, you pay them. That's it.
This is about the Stormy Daniels case where Trump paid Michael Cohen to do non-disclosure agreements and all that stuff. This is all normal stuff for his business. Even Fannie Willis has a non-disclosure agreement going. Most employers have it with their employees or their clients, especially high-profile clients. So they're trying to make it stand out like Trump did something criminally wrong. He didn't do anything wrong with the Stormy Daniels case. But the attorneys for Trump managed to avoid the fate for now by acquiescing to several stipulations proposed by the Attorney General's office. James's office had expressed concern with, quote, awkward language, unquote, in the bond agreement that might allow the defendants or their surety to swap the cash bond out with less secure form of collateral like mutual funds or other assets that can fluctuate in value.
This is a joke. It's an affront to the American Constitution. It's an affront to our judicial system, and it's an affront to every lawyer that cares about their license, that cares about what is right and wrong. I am sick of coming in front of the press and saying this, but you have to, because you people need to understand what is going on.
And she's right. She's smart. It's the rule of law that's being undermined. Her law license, not specifically her, but all law licenses. What does it mean to pass the bar? What does it mean to be a judge? What does it mean to go to court? In New York, it means a witch hunt. I'd flee before I'd go to court in New York. Are you kidding? What a monkey house. That place is insane.
God forbid you put an accounting thing in for legal counsel. It's legal counsel. And now our taxpayer dollars, my time, our attorney's fees are all here because they're afraid of 2024. And you know what? They should be, because the American people are not stupid. They see what's going on. Thank you.
And we're going to end on that great note that they should be afraid of 2024 because they're going to lose because of this crap they pulled. We're going to laugh at them all the way. Let them have their little tantrum right now. We've been covering all of these cases so far on Trump. Not one victory so far. And even if they win, we're not sure if they're going to win the election because Trump so far has gained even more ground on Biden as America comes to the realization it is not Trump versus Biden, it's Trump versus the corrupt state, and he's our last shot to turn it around. After this, it'll be way too ingrained and too late for America. I'm Doug in exile. I hope you'll subscribe.
All right, there you have it. Just, I'm sure you've seen the Leona Haba clip by now, and that's great. Let me pause this. It's starting to autoplay a video. I'm sure you've, probably heard her say all that by now. The thing is, we're stuck with these trials. There's not going to be, I should rephrase this. I would be completely blown away if any of these trials were dropped for any reason. Literally, the judge, just as I read to you, just unveiled a bunch of corruption and shady things to get to that court trial that took place from the Department of Justice. And I bet you that trial goes on. I bet you that trial goes on regardless. So basically, coercion was used and all the things that Trump's accused of was done to try to get him to that trial. And that trial will go on. I guarantee it. I shouldn't guarantee it, but I would be super surprised if they canceled those trials, any of these trials. Now, mind you, the Jack Smith case makes up about, I don't know, I want to say 30-some of the 90-some charges. So those would go right away if that went. That'd leave him with around 60-something. And the other two are also BS, and we all know it. I mean, forget the documents case. The most important one is the one in the Supreme Court right now dealing with the J6 folks. But beside that, we have these other two where, one, it's the Engeron idiot that, do you see what I'm saying? The Engeron, who thinks it's hilarious that, well, Trump's being drug into another court, forced into another court. Now, I'm curious as to, and I don't want to give him any ideas, why this dickhead hasn't done the same. Said, oh, Trump has to be here too, so that it conflicts and one of them can hold Trump in contempt and get him arrested. Because from what I read today, the Secret Service is fully preparing for Trump to be arrested for a contempt charge. And I can't remember which exact trial, I guess probably the one where the judge told him he's not allowed to have First Amendment rights because his daughter, not Trump's daughter, but the judge's daughter, is basically running and gaining political power for people based off of what her daddy's doing. And the wife has anti-Trump things on her wall. And obviously the judge does what makes him happy at home, you know? So there's all that. Now, this last story I want to show you is pretty jacked up. Transgender zombie sex offender arrested for attempted kidnapping at school. And first off, I want to point out, on the Ben and Joe show and on this show, I've said it time and time again, these guys make up a tiny, tiny amount of the population. Even as popular as it seems right now, they still make up less than 10% of the population. The transgenders, I mean. But despite that, there's a high rate of child molestation, child pornography being found on these people's devices, incidents like this. But we're not supposed to notice things again. So this is not me saying this. This is the article. A meth-mouthed transgender zombie named Solomon Galligan is making news this week after word leaked out. He allegedly tried to abduct an elementary kid, and police say it's all on surveillance video. According to the Aurora, Colorado Police Department, Galligan, who was convicted in 2011 of non-consensual touching sex crime, walked into a field at Black Forest Hills Elementary School on Friday during a fifth grade recess and tried to grab a child. Let me open that link and double check. Yeah, so this is from Fox 31, Colorado's very own. This is the mom speaking out of the alleged kidnapping. So, anyway, so it's legit, just in case the meth mouth transgendered zombie thing kind of made you go, what? But yeah, in the document, police detail how Galligan fell over a white blanket he was carrying and the child escaped to safety while the other kids yelled stranger danger to alert adults that a zombie had infiltrated the school grounds. Imagine being a kid and this starts walking towards you. So what's the guy from Simpsons, the Bob guy, the Jamaican? He's Jamaican, right? His name's Bob. He's got the hair thing going on. This guy kind of reminds me of him, only it looks like he's a zombie. Like his skin is discolored in spots. He's missing quite a few teeth, and the ones that he do have seem to be pointing different directions. This is for people that are, you know, just listening. So if you're watching, you can already see that. And I apologize, but we got to make sure everybody's happy here. He got a $25,000 bond. Now, mind you, Trump had to pay over $1 million just to appeal something in New York. But this guy who tried to kidnap a kid and has previous charges for non-consensual touching, he gets a $25,000 bond. As the kids yelled, the zombie stopped and went east away from the school, but a parent was able to spot the powdered face scumbag and he was eventually arrested, but not before he claimed to have been assaulted, of course, and that he needed medical attention. Cops eventually ran a background check and determined Galligan is a sex offender. However, a search of Colorado Bureau of Investigation Registry reveals the agency doesn't have a listing for a Solomon Galligan. Fox 31 Denver reports that Galligan was arrested in January for failure to register as a sex offender, and he has had similar charges on his record going back to 2012. And they're showing some screenshots from Twitter. This is from my meme, Therefore I Am, which I probably wouldn't use as a source. I mean, I think I might follow them, but, like, I don't know, whatever. So here's Solomon from 2011. So I'm starting my hormone shots, and I really, R-E-L-L-Y, lowercase I, can't wait, I'm, no apostrophe, just a lowercase I, on my hormone pills, I've, same deal, been on them for almost 4 months. I wake up all dressed and crying, all depressed and crying, but in the end, it's going to be totally worth it if you know what I-O mean. I'm really excited about my measurements, and measurements are already changing, and I'm super thrilled. And then the next picture is him, clearly a him, with his man hands taking a selfie with a flip phone. And then we have him with acne and glove with no fingers, May 2011. He's got on eyeshadow and stuff. You can tell it's a he. He actually had all of his teeth then. And then we fast forward to the latest photo where he's just a zombie. He identifies as a zombie. So that's from my meme, Therefore I Am, from the article. And then another thing from them. Parents told Fox 31 that immediately after the near kidnapping, third graders were sent out for recess. A secure campus should have been called immediately. They didn't do that. So the person's still at large for another hour. You could almost make it to Colorado Springs, parent Dante White told the news outlet. So there you have it, folks. The zombie transgenders are now just kidnapping kids from our playgrounds, and we're not allowed to notice. We're not allowed to say anything. They're not all, this doesn't represent all of us, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, one Trump supporter says something the left doesn't like. They deem it racist, and that's all Trump supporters, right? Because there's no diversity of thought or people in the Trump movement. We're all just white Nazis, blah, 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 blah. However, on the left, when you see patterns where these transgender weirdos who clearly, some of them don't even try to look female, they still have 5 o'clock shadow. They just slap on some eyeshadow, some sprinkle some glitter in their hair or whatever, and then try to walk into a female restroom. They're totally fine. And, you know, when they get caught, almost it seems like at this point, multiple times a week, there's one being caught for something. That doesn't represent all of them. I'm sorry you're a pervert, but that's just the way it is. You got mental issues or you're a pervert. It doesn't go either way. You're not the opposite sex. You weren't born in the wrong body. and that is the actual facts. I've actually heard these people, and I think I've said it on one of my shows before, say that God made a mistake and put me in the wrong body. And it's like, so you're religious and you think God makes mistakes, even though your Bible literally says in there that he doesn't make mistakes. Yeah. So anyway, that is the show I have for you today, folks. Lots kind of going on today, from the weird to just Trump stuff. Obviously, we have the coordinated paid protests again. It's an election year. I would be very interested to find out who funded those protests. I don't necessarily believe it was the Democrats that did so, because, honestly, the Democrats that support Palestine speak out, you know, they speak out in the chambers of our government. So they don't really have to do that now. As I said, the pro-Israel people whose writers keep saying that, you know, anti-Jew, this, that, and the other is on the rise, and, oh, Nazi-like behavior is on the rise, and so on, those people would benefit greatly from making regular people, who there are many, who believe that Israel is far from perfect. And that, you know, some of them also think that Palestine's innocent and all, they're also innocent. But let's be fair, though. There was an agreement made way back in the day when we placed Israel where it is. Our government, along with Palestine, agreed that they would have the section of land they had. And they kept growing and growing and growing and taking over land. And it was always an excuse as to why. So, I mean, technically, that does tend to cause terrorists. People end up hating you. and they end up doing terroristic things. You know what I mean? Kind of like how the Middle East hates America because we're constantly dropping bombs on them for money. Anyway, guys, that's pretty much all I got for you today. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I will talk to you on Friday. I'm going to work on getting a guest on Friday. If they have time to come on, it's kind of hit or miss there. I'm going to talk to them about it. We'll see if we can't get them on the show. Keep an eye out because there will be a new show called Rising Revelations being added to Stop and Think News, and it will also run independently as well. But I would like to use my platform to get her voice heard because I do have already a few thousand between, especially Podbean and Telegram, people that you know, at least pay attention to things that I post and say and so on. And I would like to add her in to the mix because she has a very important story and also knowledge of other things that I think people would enjoy hearing. So keep an eye out on Friday. We'll see if we can't do that. If not, maybe we can have them on Saturday on the Ben and Joe Show. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll play it by ear. If it doesn't work out this week, I promise they will be on. Until next time, be safe, be prepared. Just don't be a jerk about it. And I will talk to you very, very soon.